You're in this tough district, and so many others are. Many people are running unopposed in this election. And so the issue of voting rights and gerrymandering comes in. And there have been a number of court decisions in the past several weeks. Last week, when I was interviewing people, I was opening up with questions about that because that was the big news of the day. What do you think of all these court decisions on things like voter ID, early voting, and the redrawing of these districts?
Well, I think it tells us two things, that the party in charge, the Republicans, have rushed and hastily passed bills without vetting them properly to determine their constitutionality. I think that's one thing. And I don't think that they've shared ideas much. I know one of my friends who's a legislator and a Democrat tells me that it's almost atypical for them to be consulted even on the most basic things. I think they were handed the state budget a half an hour before it was to be on the floor for a vote. How do you look at a huge thing like a $22 billion budget in half an hour and make any suggestions or ideas? That's the not working across the aisle thing. Chances are, had they shared it with the Democrats, there could have been some good debate and discussion about it, and they might have come up with some better ideas, better ways to manage the state's money. So that's one thing. But I think the lack of constitutionality of some of our laws is very telling. It's a rush to make to a decision that that wasn't properly vetted, wasn't properly cared for, and there was a lack of debate, too few hearings, or no hearings at all in making these decisions. And it has everything to do with the Republican agenda of wanting to be in control. In the way of a mea culpa, the Democrats, before the Republicans were in charge, weren't so magnanimous either. We need to change that. When I go to the state Senate, should I win, I am not going to be the Democrat who says, "Well, now I've won, I'm going to get even for what you've done." That's a bunch of garbage. It's certainly not the American way, and it's not good for North Carolina. We need to work together.
There's been some maps released by the Duke Sanford School of Public Policy and Common Cause North Carolina, I think, that kind of gave an example of what a nonpartisan map might look like. Would you be in favor of pushing for nonpartisan redistricting, an independent commission, that sort of thing?
Yes, and you know who else was?
Who's that?
Tom Apodaca.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to do that too until he became the majority party, which goes right back to my point. Redistricting is what the winners do to the losers, and it's not nice. It's not ethical. It's not moral. It doesn't serve the voters' interests. It needs to be changed. Yes, I'm all for a nonpartisan commission.
Where do you stand on voter ID?
Well, I will tell you that I think it was a mistake to do what they did. It was clear what the Republicans did. They made access to the polls more difficult for people, totally unnecessary. Again, it was a law in search of a problem. There was no problem in North Carolina with voter ID fraud or anything else like it. And I think to say so is disingenuous at best. So from my point of view, those laws should never have existed. And now, to discover in the courts and listening to testimony, to discover that it was clearly the intent to disenfranchise African Americans, what is that all about? I mean, are we going back to Jim Crow or what? We can't do that again. We have grown. We're better people, smarter than we used to be. And we don't want to backstep anymore. We want to enfranchise people, not disenfranchise them. So I was opposed to the changes in the law. Now, had we had examples of voter fraud in our state, maybe I'd feel differently. But we couldn't find them even after the fact when the party in control was doing hearings across the state or checking this out across the state. They couldn't find voter fraud. I think they did find one Republican who was registered in two in a district in Florida and a district up here, who was a legislator, as a matter of fact. I mean, I think they found that, but I don't think they found much more than that. And I don't believe we've had voter fraud in North Carolina. I'm not ignorant. I know that there have been stories in Chicago and other places where they've had that problem sometimes in their past history, especially back in the days of Al Capone and those guys. I understand that there have been problems with it, but they're not our problems, and they're not our problems today. We need to make it easier for people to vote, not harder.